I'm Sylvie Croza, the actual owner of the cave of Lastournelle, and I will be your guide. The cave of Lastournelle was discovered in 1878 by the drilling of a well. Farmers lived before on the property. They dug a well in 1878 to have the water near their farm, but they did not find water. They discovered the cave. In 1901, speleologists wanted to find an entrance more practice than the well, and they dug in this cliff, but they did not find the entrance. In 1955, my grandfather bought the farm. He was a farmer. One day, they were surprised by a thunderstorm. They sheltered in this cavity dug by the speleologists. They felt a breath of air coming from the cave. When there is a thunderstorm, the air of the cave unwinds by a hole of the cavity. My grandfather sounded the ground and discovered the current entrance of the cave. 2 years were needed to fit out the cave for the visits. The cave opened to the public in 1957. Since the cave is 300 meters long and there is 7 different rooms. Before going to the cave, I'll beg you not to touch the concretion, the rock or the clay, because when we touch, we put fat on it and we disturb the environment. It runs the risk for the stalagmites and stalactites of no longer growing. You can take picture, but without flash. Now you can enter and enjoy what the nature have created and continues to create underground. Have a nice visit. Thank you for pausing it until the next stop. 2. The cave was dug by a river. Water passed before and dug the cave. This river changed its direction. Now it passes under the cave. You will see it at the end of the cave, but now it's very thin. Through the cave you will see stalagmites, stalactites and other concretions of calcite. They form by the water of the rain, which cross the soil and mixes with acidity. After the water crosses the rock is limestone. The acidity of the water dissolves the limestone and transports it. By arriving in the cave, the water deposits the limestone, which is going to crystallize in calcite. If the calcite settles in the saline, it will form a stalactite. If it settles on the ground, it will form a stalagmite. It's difficult to say in which speed forms the concretions. It is common to say that they grow on average of 1 centimeter per century. 3. The well room. The cave of Lastournelle was discovered by a well in 1878. Here is the well. The farmers dug 12 meters in the rock with hammer and burin. Suddenly, they fell in the space. It was a cave. They did not find water. They found a cave. What a surprise, isn't it? According to various dowsers, the water would pass in 5 meters under the well. You can go at the bottom of the well to admire the work of the farmer and to see the thickness of the rock which is over you. 4. Chimney. The hole in the ceiling is a chimney of dissolution. The water of the rain dissolves the rock. Chimneys are natural, and there is a soil on the top. In 1878, the cave stopped here. Rock blocked the passage. Speleologists in 1901 found a small passage which allowed a child to pass. Hopefully, there was no danger. Then in 1901, a courageous young child discovered the rest of the cave. Thank you for pausing it until the next stop. 5. Ratopenado room. Ratopenado means bat in dialect of the region. When they discovered this room, there was more than 200 bats hung on the ceiling. More or less 20 bats still come back in the cave to hibernate. Bats eat insects like mosquitoes. They are not in winter, then they slept in the cave until the spring come back. In passing, you can see the biggest chimney of the cave. Before it was open until outside. Clay and rocks passed by the chimney to arrive in this room. Now, at your left, you will see a dragon jaws. The stalactite seems to be teeth. Make sure the dragon does not bite you. Thank you for pausing it until the next stop. 6. Round room. You are in the round room. You are in the middle of the cave. And you are just under the road. The road by which you arrived passed in 15 meters above you. In fact, you cross the road but by down. In the entrance of the room, there is a stalagmite. Curiously, this stalagmite is titled. We call it naturally, do you guess it? It's Leaning Tower of Pisa, of course. And we say it's the original, because this stalagmite is surely older than the Tower of Pisa. Note that on a wall, stalactites were broken, because during 15 years the cave was free of access. And people came in the cave by the well and broke stalactites for having souvenirs. You will see in passing in the next corridor roots of tree in search of humidity. The roots cross 15 meters to arrive in the cave. The tree is not very high, there are more roots than tree. Thank you for pausing it until the next stop. 7. Room of columns. When stalactites and stalagmites join, it forms a column. Certain columns join between them by a deposit of calcite. This biggest column, it seems like a castle or a big organ, it's 2.15 meters high, 5 meters of circumference, and would weigh 10 tons. In the ceiling, you can see thousands of stalactites. We call it fistulas. If you look, the stalactites are hollowed. The limestone settles in the ceiling in the shape of a ring. Then the water passes by the canal and continues to deposit the limestone all around. Stalactites enlarge thanks to the outside streaming or by the inside. The calcite, being porous, lets the calcareous water cross it. You can see also curious rounded of concretions. This concretion developed on a bubble of air. We call them radish because of the shape. We don't know why and how it's forming like that. Thank you for pausing it until the next stop. 8. Room Marboutin. Marboutin is the name of a canon of church who manage people who investigate the second part of the cave. In thinking of its discoveries in the cave, the last owners gave his name to this room. In the ceiling, you can admire a drapery or hangings. The water pours on the wall and deposits the calcite all along the rock. You can find other draperies in this room and through the visit. Thank you for pausing it until the next stop. 9. Room of the statue. By discovering this room, the explorers were surprised by the shape of the stalagmite, which looked like a statue. The room of the statue is the biggest room of the cave. It is 6 meters high and 20 meters long. It's a big space in Lot-et-Garonne. Here, the limestone is only 30 million years old. The limestone was created because before the Lot-et-Garonne was under the water. In the water lived animals, seashells, fishes. When they died, they went down, they dissolved and transformed in a sediment which transformed in limestone. When they are limestone, they are caves, because water can easily dig in limestone. In Lot-et-Garonne, only 2 caves are open to the public, but more than 200 caves have been yet discovered. Thank you for pausing it until the next stop. 10. Spring Room. It's this water which dug all the cave. It was more powerful before. This water dig actually another cave under this cave. You can see the spring outside in the little wood near the entrance. Paleologists followed the course of the water hanging 40 meters by stelling by this hole. They found in this water pieces of pottery, tools from prehistoric men. We did not find other tracks of human life in the cave. We conclude that no prehistoric man came in the cave. The water brought this object in the cave. The cave ends by the soil. A sinkhole poured in the corridor and blocked the passage. Speleologists dig to find the rest of the cave, but now they stopped because they realized the sinkhole is very important. Thank you for pausing it until the next stop. 11. Statue Room Return. The hole on the ground connects this room of gallery known but not exploited. The spring passes in this gallery. You can see the stalactite and stalagmite have different colors. When water mixed with soil or clay, the calcite are browner. The color of calcite change as well with the time. A young pure stalactite is white, but with the centuries it becomes more and more acute. Thank you for pausing it until the next stop. 12. Column Room Return. At the end of the column room, some stalagmites are horizontal. It didn't grow up like that. The stalagmites grew up straight on the rock on the ground, but the ground moved, the rock lifted up and tilted with the stalagmites, and the stalagmites became horizontal. Thank you for pausing it until the next stop. 13. Room of the Whale Return. The pyramid of soil which results from a chimney which collapsed. Bones of animals were found in this soil. Bones and teeth of wild horses, auroch, woolly rhinoceros, and buffaloes. These animals lived above 20,000 years ago, in the last ice age. The soil with bones arrived in the cave because of the collapse of the chimney. The guide will show you the bones which are exposed in the reception. Some animals and insects live actually in the cave. Some come only to sleep, like bats, dormouse, or butterflies in winter. Some animals come because it's cold in the cave, like a frog. Some insects lie always in the cave, but they have lived here not for so long time, like spider, pilsbug, flies. And some insects have lived here for long, long time. They adapt to the cave. They are white and have no eyes, like pseudo scorpio. You can see a picture of these animals in the reception. Well, it's the end of this visit. I hope you enjoy this visit. If you have any question, we can answer them in the reception. In the reception, you can see as well fossils, map of the cave, and pictures when they discovered the cave. If you won't have a walk, you can follow the path in the wood. You will see the spring, a wash house, and an hydraulic ram walking. If you won't have fun with the children, you can take part to a treasure hunt. It begins at a tree near the tap. Thank you very much for coming to the cave of Lastournelle, and I hope you have a nice holidays in Lot-et-Garonne. Bye bye.